In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. It's always good to be with you. It is. I'm looking at Psalm 95. It's a psalm that's so beautiful, and it speaks to our circumstances, to your circumstance and mine. So Holy Spirit, come and enlighten this scripture. Come and enlighten this scripture. The scripture says in verse 6, "Oh, come, let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock of his pasture, the sheep of his fold." Today, not tomorrow, today, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart as in Meribah, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me, they tempted me, though they had seen my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people who do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they should not enter into my rest. I said, they are a people who do not know my ways. Why? Because they hardened their hearts. Because they did not listen. Because they had their own way. They are a people who do not know my ways. Do you know the ways of the Lord? I thank God that I know the ways of the Lord. I thank God that my God so often has opened a way where there is no way. I thank God that he has led me to people and people to me, so that I would follow the ways of the Lord. But the way of the Lord is Jesus. In Jesus are the ways of the Lord. There are people who do not know my ways. Let's look at that now. If you would want to know the ways of the Lord, you must live by faith. You will never know the ways of the Lord unless you live by faith. You will never see the miracles of God unless you live by faith. You will never see the supernatural unless you live by faith. If you want to know the ways of the Lord, you must live by faith, a surrendered life unto Jesus, a crucified life with Paul on the cross and in the power of the resurrection. Most people do not know the ways of the Lord. Most people just go to church. They do not know the ways of the Lord. They do not know the ways of the Lord. I'm talking Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox. Most people have no idea about the ways of the Lord, because they've never given themselves to Jesus. They've never really told Jesus, I don't want to live for myself anymore, but just for you. Today I heard from somebody that a friend called her and asked her to pray for her. This poor person had someone to pray for. She didn't realize she could pray herself. Now, I also call people to pray for me. But you know what? I know I can pray for myself too. I can pray for myself. You know, because the devil intimidates us and says, you know what? You're not good, but that person's good. And that's a lie. See, that person does not know the ways of the Lord. Maybe one day she will. Wouldn't it be wonderful? But she thinks only the people who love God know the ways of the Lord. You know, we step out where we are. If we don't love God, you know, that's fine at this point. But let us turn to the Lord. Let us open our hearts. Love will come. love will come. The ways of the Lord, they're wonderful. His ways are higher than our ways. As far as the heavens are above the earth, so far are His ways above our ways. Have you ever been disappointed by the Lord? Have you ever been disappointed by the Lord? And you take it as disappointment, and He turns it all around. I remember many years ago, I was coming home. It was Pentecost Eve, and I missed the plane. So I had to go to the train station, and I had to take a train home. I remember that day ever so clearly at Grand Central Station. I remember it. And I was so upset. I missed the plane. Now I've got to take a train home. And the next train is at 1 in the morning. And it's 7:30 at night. I remember walking up those dirty steps. Grand Central Station. And I remember on one of the steps I said to the Lord, "You can have your way. I'm not going to fight you anymore. You can have your way." Something changed that day, and it changed in me. And so I started walking around this station, talking to people about, "Do you know what Pentecost is all about?" And then I would pray with them. One black man with his three black friends, they were saying to me, "Father, would you bless me?" And I said, "Of course I will." And I said, "Who is living with another woman than his wife?" And the guy looked. I said, "My friend, you'll never get anything out of that. God wants you to be with your wife and not with anyone else. Come on, we're going to pray. We're going to pray that Jesus does something." And we prayed. I walked around that station over and over again, praying with people, speaking to people about the love of God, about the grace of God, about the Holy Spirit. It was Pentecost Eve. But you see, if I walked into that station with a hard heart and a pouting mouth, none of that would have happened. Finally, I sat by a table. I bought a hot dog. I had no money, just enough for a hot dog. And these people just had come from the Spanish Charismatic Renewal at the cathedral in New York. And they sit right next to me. And I see that some of them are very happy. And I also see that one is not happy. So I look at the one that's not happy. And I say to her, "You know, why are you disappointed?" She says, "I told the Lord that I really needed some help today, and it seems like everybody got help but me." I said, "What's wrong?" "Do you see this child, Andrew?" "Yes." "His father was deported. He needs a daddy." I said, "Listen, we're going to pray now. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe daddy's going to come home, and Andrew's going to have a daddy. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe." And we did. And I'm going to tell you, that woman changed. That woman changed. You want to know why? Because someone cared enough to see her sad face. Someone cared enough to literally say, "You know, honey, it's going to be all right. We're believing God." Because faith moves mountains. You understand what I'm saying? This is so important, you see. But remember, I missed my plane. I missed my plane. Do you understand? I was so upset. I had planned to go out that night. I was so tired. I had been doing so much ministry. I get to Grand Central Station. or Penn Station, whatever it was, one of those. I think it was Penn Station. And I'm so upset. And as I'm walking up those dirty steps, I just tell the Lord, I surrender. And everything changed. Oh, I got home at 7 o'clock in the morning to celebrate the 8 o'clock Mass. Oh, but I had some stories to tell, because you know what? I didn't harden my heart. And when you don't harden your heart, you see the ways of God, that God works all things together for the good to those who love Him. When you don't harden your heart. I was on the Mass Pike one day. And as I'm on the Mass Pike one day, you know, my car gets a flat tire, and it's snowing, but not hard. And I say, oh, Lord, you know I am so helpless when it comes to fixing tires. And this man came up to me who worked on the Mass Pike at the time, and he was very upset with me. He said, what are you doing here? I said, my tire's flat. Well, aren't you going to fix it? I don't know how. So the guy, you know, jacked up my car. It was one of these old, old cars, you know. He jacked up my car. And he's complaining, you know. And he puts the tire on and throws the tire in the back seat. And he sees all these rags. And he says to me, what are these rags? I said, oh, I know a woman who's a holy roller. She rolled bandages for the lepers. He said, like the lepers in the time of Jesus? I said, yes. You mean there are still lepers? I said, yes. He said, what's your name? I said, I'm Father Tom DiLorenzo. I said, you know, I have a Bible study every Sunday night at Quincy, Sacred Heart in Quincy. He started coming to my Bible study. Joe O'Keefe started coming to my Bible study. He has, I think, 5 girls in his house, beautiful daughters. He came a few weeks ago, I think, on Pentecost from the Cape to celebrate Mass with me. It all happened because there was a flat tire and we had rags to roll for the lepers. You see, these are the ways of God, that He brings good out of evil. He knows how to do things. He knows sometimes you just have to step aside. You just have to step aside. There are people who do not know my ways. You see, the Christian people should know the ways of God. They should know the ways of God. I told you about Jimmy the roofer. Several days ago, I should say it's a couple of weeks ago, we had this little tornado in Revere. And this tornado, you know, hit a certain part by the beach, and 2 roofs flew out on the road. And guess who's driving down the road at the moment the roofs fell? Jimmy the roofer. Now, if this is not the ways of God, I don't know what is. So he immediately gets the stuff off of the street so that people won't get flat tires. And the people who own the house see him and say, could you help us? He says, I'm a roofer. We'll get some tarp and we'll put tarp on it and so that it won't leak. That's the ways of God. That's the ways of God. They are so satisfied. That's the ways of God. You know, I said, Jimmy, you know, not only does the Lord grace you and favor you, but He has roofs falling at your feet. They were going to fall anyway. Why not at Jimmy's feet? He's the best. He's the best. You know what I'm saying? You know, to know the ways of God, you know, is magnificent. Most people don't know the ways of God. They don't know the ways of God, no, because they're all into themselves. They're all so selfish. They're all into mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all? It's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. Yeah, it's all about you. It's not about you at all. And so you don't see the divine action in your life. You don't see what God knows how to do in your life. You don't see it. You don't see it. You don't see it. You don't see it. And you know what? I can't live without it. I can't live without the action of God in my life. I can't live without the ways of God that come through Jesus Christ. I can't live without it. I've got to see these things. I want to see these things. I've been promised to see these things in the Bible. I just want to walk in faith. I want to walk in faith. I want to see what God wants me to do, how God wants me to be. I just want to live for Him. And I want to see Him opening up the Red Sea. I believe He opened up the Red Sea because I've seen Him open up Red Seas in my own life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people, these Israelites, 40 years I endured this generation. They are a people who do not know my ways. Do you know the ways of the Lord? Do you know His ability to do things that you can't do? Do you know that faith and surrender open the ways of the Lord? And then you follow what the Holy Ghost tells you to do? Most people don't know. They go to church, but they don't know the ways of the Lord. That's why. Start tithing your money. Start living by faith. I don't have enough. That's right. Tithe it anyway. Start living by faith. And God will open doors, not only with money, but in every other aspect. You will see the ways of the Lord. You will see how He is a provider. You will see that He is your source and not your boss. I got a call yesterday from my friend, Mary Frances. Now, Mary Frances was a good worker in Delta for years and years and years, and they retired her. And so she's been without a job. But you know what? She called me yesterday, and she says, "Guess what, Father Tom? I got another job." Hallelujah. It's like the same job I had before in another company. Hallelujah. I start screaming, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's about time. Hallelujah. You see, God honored her perseverance. Her perseverance to go to these interviews, to write, to knock on doors. God honored it. God honored it. God honored it. God opened the door for Mary Frances, opened the door. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Jimmy the Roof was telling me, you know, Father Tom, you know, God opened a door for me to do a church in Brockton. They've given me this church, and it's going to be a big job. God opened a door. God opened a door. You see, 40 years I endured that generation. There are people whose hearts go astray. They don't know my ways. Jimmy the Roofer knows his ways. That's right. You see, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Start being generous to Jesus, to the poor. And you will see God opening doors for you that you cannot open. You will see the ways of God are far more stupendous than your boring ways. You will see that. You know, I'm just beginning. I've been doing this since 1968, 42 years, but I'm just beginning. I want to see the ways of God more and more and more. But you don't see the ways of God unless you have faith and put your hands in the hand of Jesus and walk with Him in faith, even on the turbulent sea. Sometimes that sea is so turbulent, it seems like it's going to hit me and destroy me. But I continue to walk in faith by grace, by grace, by grace. By grace you have been saved, not of works, lest anyone boast. By grace we walk with Jesus, by grace. It's time to give up the bitterness. Remember what it says. There are people whose hearts go astray. Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. There are people whose hearts go astray, and they don't know my ways. Don't harden your heart to the word of God today. Don't harden your heart to the word of God today. Put your hand in the hand of Jesus. Let him lead you. Give a good surrender to him. Just tell him, I surrender. And you're surrendering to love. You're surrendered to crucified love. You're surrendered to risen love. This Jesus is not dead. He's alive. And he'll hear every word that you say. But I'm telling you, you can't play with them. You've got to even be all in or all out. You can't play with them. There's no playing with Jesus. He gave it all. And you can't play with Jesus. Because you'll never get his best. You'll never know the ways of God. You'll just be a boring whatever you are. You know, I'm a born-again, boring Christian. I'm a confirmed, boring Christian. Know the ways of God and your eyes will pop out. Know the ways of God and things will happen. Let me tell you about Virginia. Virginia is a high school student. She's in Atlanta. And she's with the whole bunch of young girls, and they're having fun. They're Christian girls, and she's so beautiful, Virginia. She's got faith. And she says to this girl, she says, I think the Lord wants to give you vision. That's what she says. I think the Lord wants to give you vision. And the girl looked at her and said, you know what? I need vision in my eyes because my eyes are so bad, nearly blind. So these young girls started to pray for this girl to get her sight back. And guess what? She got her sight back. Oh, those are the ways of God. Those are the ways. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just wonderful? I think that's the best. That's the best. She got a word that the Lord wanted to give her a vision. But she thought it was spiritual vision. I'm sure he wants to give her that too. The little girl came up and said, you know what? I need sight because I'm nearly blind. My eyes, I can't see well. And they prayed, and her eyes were healed. Even the ophthalmologist said the eyes were healed. These are the ways of God. These are the ways of God for those who walk in faith. Now, Virginia is going to be a senior in high school. These are the ways of God. But don't harden your heart. You've heard the word of God. Don't harden your heart. Take away the bitterness, the root of bitterness. Pull it out. Pull it out. In Jesus' name. And let the Lord lead you. Walk by faith. Walk in surrender. And we surrender to the one who gave his life for us, who bled for us on the cross. We surrender to the one who is so beautiful. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name Emmanuel. His name is Holy. He is the Lord. His name is Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. He opens new ways for those who believe. We call on Jesus to send his Holy Spirit, so that we'll follow you with faith and love. We call on Jesus. His ways are far above our ways are his. He is the Lord. Surrender, 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 and follow in faith. For that grace we pray now, I surrender through the blood of Jesus. I surrender through him, with him, and in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, our glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever, through Jesus, with Jesus, and in Jesus. Hallelujah. At 2:30, we are going to be at the Holy Rosary worshiping God today. Hallelujah. We've been doing it for the last 2 days. We're going to continue. We're just ready for that revival glory session that we're having at between the June 18th and the 22nd. We are ready that God is going to about do a new thing. Hallelujah. We need it. We need it. We need it. So today at 2:30, if you want to come praise the Lord with us, you're welcome. And if you don't, you know what? Pray from where you are. Just praise his name. Join your hearts to ours. 2:30 to 3:30 at the Holy Rosary Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. Tonight is Wednesday, and we will be at the Espousal Retreat House tonight. At the Espousal Retreat House tonight. You understand? I will be at the Espousal Retreat House tonight at 7:30. We have live music. Come on now. Come on. Come tonight because I won't be there next week. Come tonight. The Espousal Retreat House at 7:30. And their telephone number is 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. And you know what? I do need to hear from you so that we can pay these bills. You know, summer is difficult, but God has always provided. Since 1984, he's provided. Thank you, Lord! That's the way of the Lord. He provides. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the end from the beginning. When I started at WEZE, he knew the end from the beginning. And you know what? It's not over yet. There's no end yet because God has more stations one day for me to go on, more people to bless, more people to be blessed by. Okay? And the address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. And I told you about Jimmy and the roof. Come on now. It's going to rain. It's going to thunder. And you know what? He'll show you pictures of what he did before. And they are the best. He works hard. His number is 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. So tonight at the Espousal Retreat House in Waltham, 781-209-3101, 7:30. And today, at the Holy Rosary, 2:30, praising the Lord. May the Lord show you his ways. May you walk in them because they're wonderful. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.